Hello and welcome back to the SAP Academy Group 12 podcast. My name is Colby Rook from Melbourne.
And I am Lex Deltari, and welcome back to all our long-time listeners.
Well, I think we are developing a little bit of a listenership, per se. A
lot of long-time listeners at the moment. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Absolutely, fantastic. And we do apologise, there has been a little bit of a long time between drinks. This whirlwind of an academy experience has been incredibly full on the last couple of weeks, and we've finally found our feet and found the time to jump back on the blower, as we'd say back at home.
Absolutely. I think a few people were also struck down by the fish tacos midweek that seemed to be going around, and a few unwell people.
Yes, the fish tacos. I think those two unwell people were pretty much limited to you and me, to be completely honest.
As going around, mate, there was a lot of talk about the fish tacos making a big impact in this continent that is San Ramon in California.
Absolutely, absolutely. And look, we've got a lot to discuss today. A little bit of a kickoff with a talk about what we've been doing the last couple of weeks and some of the highlights of the experience so far and some of the highlights of the things we've learnt as well in the experience so far. And then Lex, you're handling the middle segment.
That's correct. Yeah. So for those who are just joining us for the first time, what we're introducing for the remainder of the academy, and this is actually going to be a whole heap of fun, it's going to work similar to an MVP system. So in Australian rules football, the best player on ground for that specific match will get 3 votes, the second 2 votes, and consequently the third best player will get 1 vote. Now, how does this really translate to the academy? So each week, people are going to send through submissions of stuff they found insightful, funny, or helpful. We're going to tally up votes, the week 1, 3, 2, 1, the week 2, 3, 2, 1, so on and so forth. And then at the end of the academy, whoever will win by having the highest number of votes will get a little special memento from you and I, Colby.
Fantastic. I've got a couple of ideas in mind of exactly what we can chuck in terms of prizes and whatnot.
Yeah.
It might be a $5 breakfast voucher down at the Hyatt or the residence inn.
Nah, realistically, I think it has to be something that money can't buy. Something from you and I personally.
Well, I'd love something that money can't buy, because I think we're all tearing through our budgets pretty quickly while we're over here.
Paper mache, a nice card of some sort.
A nice handmade card. Maybe a Videolicious video from... Ooh. You know, with a little bit of a saucy vibe directly from Lex and possibly even myself. Who knows what could happen?
Hey, let's just let the cards fall where they may. It might even be a user manual on how to use a Lego.
I don't think anyone actually knows how to use a Lego, even the people who make a Lego. It's some of the worst. What was your comment the other day on a Lego?
Well, I don't think it'd be appropriate to note it on the podcast, given that our audience is pretty diffused.
Yeah. Well, that's true. They do try their best over at a Lego, and I'm sure that we're all just having very unrelated, similar technical difficulties.
Mm.
Speaking of comments, Lex, you've become quite the little celebrity around these parts since you are so settle. In your element. It is phenomenal.
Settle. Nah, do you know what it is, though? And this is what I've been telling everyone. You just got to learn a little bit of every language.
I notice that you have... Can you... I know some of them are probably not quite qualified to chuck on the old podcast.
No.
But can you give me a couple of the best international phrases that you've learnt in the last couple of weeks? I know there's been some trademarks that you've picked up.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. And look, I will admit I'm not trademarking or claiming to have made all of these up. A lot of them are borrowed from... Well, particularly Alfonso, he says, "Oh, mama," a lot.
Oh, mama.
And "oh, mama" has been getting around the office.
I saw it written on a wall in the office. Lucas, was that you?
Well, me and Lucas Duarte.
Lucas Duarte.
We've been doing a little bit of creative colouring on the walls.
Beautiful. I think it's
just
important.
Just trying to get the word around.
Keep the flavour. Keep the flavour of SAP constantly changing. That's fantastic. And Trebian thrown around a little bit.
For those listeners unaware, Trebian means very good in French or something along those lines. It's just a good, fun phrase to throw around every now and then.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. Now, where to begin with what's been going on over the last couple of weeks? First week, we had an absolute whirlwind weekend with a lot of karaoke. huge amount of karaoke, actually. And a good night out in San Francisco, as well as a night out at, what's that place called? Pick Six, with the mechanical bull that we tried to ride, but we weren't allowed to, or some kind of business.
There was some kind of conflict of interest between SAP and the mechanical bull.
Yeah.
We had to take it offline next time.
Yeah, incongruency wasn't fantastic. But so nice weekend out there, a little bit of San Francisco time, and then into the first week of classes. What was your kind of take home with the best class from the first week, Lex?
I think the... See, honestly, we've been here 2 weeks. It feels like we've been here a lot longer. My weeks and days are getting a bit mixed up. I did really enjoy Michael, who delivered the culture clash session.
Wasn't he fantastic? Do you reckon he looks like Paul Rudd?
I can see it.
I can tell that you do.
I can see it. You can see my mind
He's
working.
He's got a bit of an Ant-Man vibe to him.
Yeah, like I can see that.
Yeah.
What about you, though?
Well, you know, you've thrown me off there because I was actually going to say that as well.
You always have a couple of stories in the
basket. I know, I should have had a couple in the chamber. No, look, I think the presentation in the first week and kind of having to get our baloney together very quickly for the presentation was a bit of a whirlwind experience.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting having the culture crash talk and then having to jump into groups with a bunch of people from a bunch of different cultures, which was really exciting and learn a lot about a lot of different countries along the way. But having to prep that presentation on such short notice and then combine it with the skills of the SNP, and I'd have to say, standalone, SNP would have probably been the best experience. Yeah. I've worked years in different positions where, you know, you're expected to present yourself in certain ways in front of groups or present in a sales-related situation. And I would have said, out of all those courses, I've never had a single session that's been as enlightening as the SNP crew. And I know that some of us got marked very harshly in the assessment, but at the end of the day, in terms of what we took home and some of the changes in my group, I'm sure you saw the same, of the Academy participants on the day was just transformational.
Mm. And I think in terms of grades people got, it's all spilt milk under the bridge at this stage.
Spilt milk under the bridge.
Now, just to give everyone a quick rundown of today's session, this morning's session, I should say, Price Burlington, one of the faculty members in San Ramon, will be joining us to tell us a little bit about his journey to date and his experience. He'll be coming shortly. I do, touching on my previous point, do want to allocate the votes for week one and week two.
Absolutely. I think that'd be a good idea to jump into in just a second. And then after Lex's interview with Price, we're going to take it offline a little bit. Take it offline?
Yeah.
I like that, yeah. Take it offline and have a little bit of a chat about what's coming up in the next couple of weeks for different groups.
What's in the pipeline?
Just so everyone's aware, no one's being left out of the social activities and what we've got in the chamber currently.
I like it a lot.
So, Lex, I'll let you kind of kick it off with this Australian football competition because I have no understanding of how it works whatsoever.
Well, just for the Yanks and the people, it's just a 3-2-1 vote system. Now, it's not going to work without you. Yes, you, the listeners' participation. You need
to an Uncle Sam hat.
Yeah,
are you
absolutely.
Pointing at the
you can't
the
beat
audience?
Him. Join him.
Absolutely.
But people need to send me, it can be something really small, just send me a WhatsApp message or come up to me at lunch or in class. Just tell me a funny story. I'm going to go through my week one, week two picks and then some early hints for week three who might be taking away thus far.
So what we're looking for is, you know, little funny things that have happened that the whole group has been privy to or potentially where people have kind of put some stuff on the line and really tried to organize things for the group and kind of put themselves out there as well. Just a really, you know, player of the game type situation.
And to reiterate, whoever gets the most votes at the end of this 12-week, well, we might break it up, do the double prize, 6 weeks, 12 weeks. TBD.
On the fly like we always do. Absolutely.
All right, well, I'm going to shoot it off with week one. So week one, with one vote, goes to Sebastian from Germany. Now, the reason why he's receiving one vote, Colby, is that he's been writing flirtatious messages on paper to the cleaner who's been cleaning
now,
his room at Hyatt House.
I actually didn't know about this until just today. So he's been checking in.
Well, it started out as just thank you messages. Hey, Anna, thanks for cleaning my room.
Anna.
And Yeah.
How does he know who this poor woman is?
You'll have to take it offline with him. But okay. Anyway, they've been getting to know each other. Just
Beautiful.
Through the pen and paper, old world stuff.
And she's been writing a little bit of a message back.
A few wink faces, maybe a smiley face.
A few winky faces.
Now, I don't want to get into
details. I don't
want
to raise any HR tickets around here, man. This could be potentially problematic. Number two, we've got Scotty Too Hottie footing the bill for the Japanese sushi place on that first weekend in San Francisco. And wasn't the energy in that restaurant absolutely electric when we walked in that night?
I don't think I'll ever drink another sake bomb, but I'm happy I've ticked it off the bucket list. On the note with Scotty Too Hottie, just to let everyone know, he still has not received payment, and he is, you know, he's too nice a guy to say, but he is out of money. So if you were at that dinner, if you were at that dinner and you owe the man $30, just pay the man. It'll make the world run better and help improve people's lives.
I don't know if that Scotty Too Hottie would ever be out of money with that Louis Vuitton belt. Yeah, I mean, we don't want to get him pawning that at this stage. Let's make sure that we all, if you haven't paid, I think it's only $30 or something like that.
What's $30 between mates?
That's exactly right. If you haven't paid for that first night, then please do get in contact with Scotty Too Hottie. And now number three, I'm going to pass over to Lex for this one.
Yeah, so three votes for week one's going to go to Francis from New York to organising the boat trip. It obviously just takes such commitment and such dedication to organise anything of that larger scale, and it really should not go unnoticed. So Francis, big shout out to you from a lot of people who sent that through as a recommendation for three votes for week one.
Yeah, there was a lot of moving parts to the obviously organising that with the boat and then the transportation as well. And Francis really took it on himself to organise that. So that was really fantastic. And again, coming back to that same point too, if you did attend the boat or you were a late cancellation and someone didn't take your spot, then make sure you get in contact with them and sort out the old financials, because obviously we're all over here trying to fund our trip, and those who are kind of laying down the cards for the bookings and whatnot, it can be really problematic if they're not getting compensated properly.
Agreed. Now, week two, we've got one vote being thrown out to Katie Warren. It actually came through as a late nomination for Katie.
A bit of a conflict of interest with this one, but I'm 100% supporting it.
So I wasn't even there, but Colby, if you just take us through why she's getting one vote.
Oh, well, Katie's just amazing. I don't think she even needs a reason to have one vote. But no, look, when we were out on Friday night at the piano bar, which was a bit of a kind of spontaneous little night out, she kind of elected it, put it on herself to head back to the room and have a couple of drinks there and kind of be a bit of a host for us, which was... yes. Something's a little bit out of character for Katie, so really, really appreciate her doing that. So she's got the one vote for week two.
And that nomination did come through from someone who is not currently hosting the podcast, just as an FYI. Just want to make sure there's no collusion here. Now, funnily enough, another nomination for Scotty Too Hottie.
Mate, he is on the board like no tomorrow.
So two votes go to Scotty Too Hottie for doing a 3 meter long jump or 4 yards at the Third Winery in Sonoma.
It's important to represent both types of people who do yards and meters too here at the Academy.
And then the three votes for week two go to Maddie Ludez from the US for organising a very successful winery tour.
What an absolute champion. And we were looking to try and get her on the podcast this week, but unfortunately a little bit of a clash with timetables, so we're going to be getting her on next week to have a little bit of a chat about some demand generation that she's been doing. I know she's got a lunch and learn this week in regards to that, which again she's taken the initiative to do and put on for us. So we're going to get her on next week to have a little bit of a talk about how she's organized a few events at the Academy and also demand generation.
And now, just to give everyone a flavor, obviously the votes have not been tallied and finalized yet for week three, as we are currently in week three. We have already received a nomination from someone at Residence Inn for Tuval from Israel for responding, "This is God,"
mate, wasn't
when he was
fantastic.
Asking a question in the fellows Q&A.
No one could find him. He was kind of like, you know, he's hiding up the front there. I was looking around because I was trying to ask a question as well. And he's got such like a deep. Where's he from, Tuval?
Israel.
He's got a deep Israeli, really, you know, I'm not going to put the listeners through trying to take a take off of that accent, but I would have believed he was God. Mm. I would have put money down.
So, I mean, nominations have already come in. It is Monday. Tuval has been nominated already for some votes. we'll have to see what other nominations come through before we make our final assessment.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, after week one, obviously week two, we're heading into a little bit of bonanza training last week, a bit of financial acumen, and the storytelling as well. We did a little bit of business acumen too. I was a little bit struggling to tell the difference between the two, but we did get there at the end. How did you find the games that we were playing last week?
I want to keep honesty in our relationship, Colby.
Uh-huh.
The Bonanza game.
The Bonanza.
Bonanza.
Yeah.
Bonazza in Italian.
Bonazza.
I really thoroughly enjoyed it. My natural instinct was to cheat, but I was in a group of people who, you know, had a better constitution than I, and for that reason we played it by the book. We were rolling the dice and moving that amount of spaces.
I wanted to have just a little bit of a shout out to Andrew Gazai and the boys for running a company under the name Stratton Oakmont and then living up completely to what that name involved and crashing the company into the ground. Who else was that? Josh Chan was in that one as well?
No. I can't remember who it was specifically. I think it might have been Josh Chan. But what did they end up? Negative 30%?
Negative 30%, and they burnt the books as well. So what they presented at the end wasn't even what happened.
Okay.
How did you find the one the next day? Now that was the ERP 101.
That was very fun, I thought.
It was good. I crashed and burned extremely hard. Yeah, extremely
hard.
Tell us
a little bit about that, Colby.
Look, I won't name the people in my team because it was equally my fault. We don't want to, you know, spread anything around here of what went down. But I'll take the blame completely on myself. Good. Basically, what happened is we got off to a fantastic start. Nothing. I have no idea how to sell water or anything about Germany whatsoever, but fantastic start. Sold a lot of stuff to begin with. We're on a really great track. Realized that our margins were probably 30 cents on every box of water, which was not fantastic. Once we realized that everyone was probably making a couple of dollars off every water, and we were pumping all our money into marketing. So standard situation where, you know, we got about halfway through the first couple of weeks and just started to crash and burn very hard, spending all our money on marketing. Second round, we realized that it was time to up the margins a little bit. Some reason we didn't. And then we started selling the lemon waters at like a $2 loss, which put us in a very good position. And I think the, what was the fellow's name who was running that session? Do you remember?
Oh, no, you put me on the spot.
We'll call him Old Mate. So Old Mate, who was running that that session, he had a base account, a placebo, if you like, a test account, that did not actually sell anything and was just the baseline for, you know, everyone. Basically, so the people who came last weren't last on the board.
Mm-hmm.
We were greatly below his account.
Right, okay.
we had a rota of minus 0.8 or something at the end of the session, and our entire company was worth about $30,000.
That's unlucky, Colby. And you know what? That happens in life.
It does. Absolutely.
Things go up and things go down, and the life goes on.
But absolutely.
What you have to recall, though, and I say this time and time again, can't remember who said it, probably Gandhi or someone really enlightening.
Absolutely.
Everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end.
Yeah, that's... pretty sure Gandhi did die, though, at some point. Oh, so there was an end there. What I'd like to talk about, Lex, and I know because I've heard what the story was. I know it was very interesting. I want to talk about your presentation, the little story that you told in your assessment. I understand it was a very personal story. You did extremely well with your presentation skills. I'm not going to share the mark, but I can let you guys know he performed phenomenally. Can you give us a little backstory about what you presented on, a little bit of information on your mamacita?
Yeah.
And what the... mamacita, is that the right word?
Yeah, when mamacita.
Mamacita. And how that went down for you.
So, yes, Colby, thank you. To let everyone know, there's a beach in New South Wales called Curl Curl Beach. Now, this is one of my family's favourite holiday destinations. We do spend a fair bit of time there. Unfortunately, the water quality is just degraded to a point where it's no longer possible to swim. Now, the story basically pivoted because SAP implemented an IoT solution by way of a driverless vehicle, machine learning, blockchain, AI, all that kind of stuff.
Internet of things.
Yeah, yeah. But cut a long story, you know, really, really short, the data insight provided by this IoT machine was able to provide basically analytics on the water quality and then consequently suggest ways to improve the water quality. And I actually didn't know about SAP until probably like 6 months ago. But when I told my mum I got the job at SAP, she was like, oh, SAP, I know them. They did that Curl Curl Lagoon thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Helping the world run better and helping the environment.
Good story, mate.
Up at Curl Curl Beach.
Good story. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'd imagine that translated onto the storytelling, you know, workshop that we did on Friday as well.
No, I actually talked about my dad and his pen business.
It's all just family.
Pen business.
You just keep it in the family, don't you?
That's
it's
my
fantastic.
Brand, mate. Family is important.
I have to say that was probably one of the best sessions that I've done so far in the academy was that storytelling session on the Friday. That was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the old limbic openings we'd heard a lot about, but good to see them in action. That's
exactly.
For sure. For anyone who's wondering, if you go to Chicago, make sure you don't eat a hot dog with ketchup. No ketchup on the hot dog or Darakshan is going to come after you.
And with that, we should probably take a quick break. And then after that, we're going to get Price Burlington on to tell us a little bit about his journey at SAP.
Absolutely. Stick around. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
Okay. Hello and welcome back to the second SAP Community Podcast. I'm joined here with Price Burlington. So Price, thank you for coming in this morning. How are you?
Lex, great. It's great to talk with you this morning early here.
No, and fantastic. And I want to thank you for donating your time today to help us out with the podcast.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. This is great. I love what you guys are doing.
Now, I'm sure that most of us in Group 12 in the Academy will be aware of Price. Known well for his role as playing Doc Emmett Brown in Back to the Future, but he has been a faculty member here and been assisting. I think it would be an understatement to say that the majority of us were moved by his story that he told us and the journey that he's about to embark on. But Price, before we do get into all that, maybe just give us an introduction of yourself and how you arrived at SAP Academy.
Sure, Lex. So actually I've been part of the SAP Academy since day one. Even before day one, when we started it, I was part of the team that, along with Fred and Paige, who you know, were part of the original team that founded it. So that was just over 5.5 years ago now. And I've been with SAP for 13 years. Prior to the Academy, I was in our sales operations organization, helping to run sales operations for a number of different field sales organizations, including the West Market Unit, based out of Palo Alto, and then prior to the Academy, running sales operations for North American commercial sales. And then of course prior to SAP ran global sales operations for Aspect Software in Silicon Valley, and then spent, you know, better part of almost 20 years in sales and sales management at Unisys Corporation. So kind of a long history of sales and sales management operations, a variety of different types of sales roles.
Well, it sounds like we're lucky to have you at SAP. And you mentioned you've been here since the first Academy. I presume that it must have changed a fair bit from Group 1 to Group 12. Well, what happened back in Group 1? Were you kind of just feeling your way and learning as you go, as opposed to now where there's this rigorous program?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think of the Academy as sort of a startup within a large company. You know, again, we gathered as a small team. Not everybody had actually even been hired yet for the Academy team back in, you know, November 2013. And basically, we got in a conference room like this with a whiteboard and started to whiteboard what this, you know, should look like. Because really, this was the vision of Bill McDermott. So it was an idea. We had to implement this vision. And February 1st was the first group of 100 associates like yourselves from all over the world. So we had this, you know, basically a little over 2 months to come up with this whole curriculum. So as you can imagine, like any startup company, 1.0, you know, I'm sure looking back was probably a little rough.
A lot of beta testing, a few patches being released.
You know, at that time the program was 3 1-month sessions in Santa Monica versus, you know, now the 2 6-weeks. So our focus was on the first month of curriculum. So we had something when they arrived. And
that's good.
And then we had 2 months after they left to when they came back to work on the second month. And the same thing with, so that's kind of how it was for the first, you know, really 6 months of iterative and So certainly, I feel like we've certainly evolved it, and we have associates or graduates now come back from some of those earlier waves, and of course they see some of the differences. But quite frankly, I think the core of what we're doing and really the core behind the curriculum hasn't changed dramatically. I think obviously we've improved on how we deliver that and continue to evolve it as SAP evolves, but I think the core principles have remained pretty solid.
Okay, terrific to hear. And then I know that you did give a keynote welcome and speech, and you did touch on what I mentioned previously was something really moving and something obviously that's very important to you, in that you're trying to raise $50,000 for your late son. And again, I'm very sorry for your loss.
Oh, thanks.
I wouldn't even begin to imagine what you and the family must have been going through, but I think it's just terrific that you're taking something, you know, really sad and turning it into something really wonderful. And I really would love to hear about, you know, how you made that decision, and what you're planning on doing, and more importantly, how we can help.
Sure. Well, I appreciate it, Lex. Certainly it's a parent's worst nightmare. In September of 2017, I got that phone call that all parents dread. Our oldest son, Carson, was in a single car accident, and we don't know exactly what happened, but he went off the road. It was kind of a windy road, and unfortunately, he didn't survive his injuries. And So, as tragic, of course, as that is, and, you know, Carson was full of life, we wanted to do something that would honor his memory, his spirit. Pretty much immediately, as a family, we wanted to find some kind of a charity that we could direct people to, for people want to make contributions. And so we kind of looked. Carson was an avid snowboarder. That was his passion, being in the mountains, being in the snow. As soon as that first snow hit the Sierras, he was up there with a snowboard, and he also liked to help people. We were, really humbled by, the number of people that came to his service. We go to a large Catholic church, probably holds over 500 people, and it was standing room only. People were outside and that's just a testament to how many lives that, he touched. And so, we didn't want that spirit to just, die with him. So we really wanted to find an organization that kind of embodied that. And my middle son went to Cal Poly University, it's kind of the Central Coast of California. And one of his college friends was a professional skier and was paralyzed as a result of an accident. And he got help from an organization called the High Five Foundation, which helps people that have been in life-altering injuries, kind of help to get them back to active life in whatever they want to pursue, in this case, skiing. And so through their help and assistance through grants to help him get the kind of rehabilitation he needed, he was able to regain most of his mobility, although certainly not be able to return to professional skiing. And so we heard about High Fives. They're based in Truckee, California, not far from us. Talked to the founder, Roy Tuscany, about his story. He started this organization 10 years ago after he had a similar accident, was paralyzed, got a lot of help from the local community, and he wanted to pay it forward to help others. So he started High Fives 10 years ago with $500. And, to date, they've helped, several hundred people they call athletes. Anybody who, they help, they call an athlete, because that's somebody who's, trying to return to activities and things. So we just felt it was a good combination. It was something that we knew Carson could really get behind. So we formed Team Carson. It's kind of this, organization, yeah. Or as we do activities to direct people to.
And I know you mentioned that your wife and your dog are going to be following you across the U.S. in the caravan, and you told an interesting story, perhaps you might say it more eloquently, about the first bridge that the caravan went under.
Yeah, well, so to kind of, bridge the, we formed this Team Carson to kind of get awareness. I wanted to do something kind of on a bigger scale, so that's sort of the reason for coming up with this High Fives Across America bicycle ride. Mm-hmm. And as you said, my wife and our golden retriever are going to support me in a motorhome over this 2-month journey. So in preparation, we decided we wanted to do a week-long trial run, partly for me for training. I'd never ridden more than, you know, 2 days in a row on long rides, so to give me a chance to ride 6 days in a row and give us a chance to work through the logistics of how this is all going to work and her following me and leapfrogging. So yeah, on day one, we're out. I'm about 60 miles into the ride, and she's a couple miles ahead of me, and I get a phone call. I think I just ruined the motorhome. Now, mind you, we've only had it 2 weeks. So I took a deep pause and said, okay, tell me more. What exactly do you mean? So I, caught up to where she was. It was in a parking lot, and she had unfortunately was trying to turn around and went under this overhang, which was slightly lower than the top of the motorhome, and therefore ripped off the air conditioner unit, which was dangling by the coils. And
well, as terrible as that sounds, it's provided us a very good story at least.
So yeah, well,
that's the positive in that.
Yeah, if that's the worst that happens, unfortunately, we were actually able to find a dealership, and within an hour they had a whole new unit on the roof, and we were on the road again. So
that's terrific to hear. So you're riding your bike now. Where's the start point and where's the end point, and how many kilometers is it, or miles, as you say here? We'll keep it at miles for our local listeners here.
Well, the total mileage is 3,500 miles.
Wow.
So the plan is to ride about 70 miles a day, about 100 kilometers a day, 6 days a week, and then plan to take like 1 day a week off. So I'm going to start from my hometown in Lodi, California, which is about 70 miles from the academy, but then ride sort of backwards over to San Ramon day one, so that we can do the design thinking workshop with all of you and high fives.
Wow, okay, so you're still going to be balancing all the SAP Academy life with the on-the-road bicycle journey as well.
Yeah, at least for that first. So you'll all have a chance to meet high fives and some of their athletes, and we'll do the design thinking workshop. And then the following morning, I'll launch from San Ramon Bishop Ranch here at SAP with a goal of right now targeting August 2nd to arrive at SAP's North American headquarters in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania.
Fantastic. And how do we, as listeners to the podcast, that you're obviously a long time listener but first time caller, how do we get involved? How do we help you get to your goal of $50,000?
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Actually, we High Fives just put up the website that's going to be available to track my progress every day. So as I post into my social media accounts, that's going to be consolidated onto this website. People can follow my progress, see my daily posts, as well as they'll post my location every day. They'll also pull in some of my stats from Strava so people can see the mileage and other information, and that will also be a place people can go directly to if they want to contribute financially. They can donate from that site as well. So certainly we can publish that in your notes.
Absolutely, yes. So what we'll be doing, Price, if you're happy, I'll post your details, including your social media information, on our SAP Academy Community Podcast Jam page. Send out some information to people so we can all track your progress and hopefully get you to that goal of $50,000.
Good. Well, I certainly appreciate it. And, I'm humbled by the support that I've received, obviously, from SAP and, the Academy family, but certainly Group 12 is going to be a special part of this journey, and I'm glad that you'll all have a chance to meet, my family, at least my wife and the dog, and participate in this design thinking workshop with High Five. So
no, I can't wait, and I'm an avid animal lover, so I'm looking forward to meeting your wife, but your dog more so.
Yeah, we might have to keep that a little on the down cue because officially dogs aren't allowed in the building, so we're gonna kind of sneak Bailey in and
we can take that offline.
Yeah.
Have your people contact my people. Yeah, we can organize something.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, everyone, that's a wrap. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back in just a moment to conclude the podcast. Price, once again, thank you so much. And we look forward to tracking your progress with your journey.
Terrific, Lex. Thanks very
much. Right, thank you.
You know, So welcome back to the SAP Academy Group 12 podcast. I just wanted to thank Price Burlington for coming in and recording that interview. Obviously a very serious topic we don't want to take away from the seriousness and also the greatness of what he's doing and the meaning for him behind that, and also the benefit behind it too, Lex.
Yeah, I think if you can have something so tragic happen to you and then find a way to turn it into something so positive and meaningful, I think it's just a real testament to Price and his character as a person. So Price, again, thank you so much for sharing your story and touching the lives of all of us. And we really look forward to getting involved through donations and, more importantly, following the progress of that ride as you go on that bike across America.
Absolutely. And we'll be checking in each week that we come onto the podcast and giving you an update of how he's going. If you aren't able to keep in touch with his progress, I just wanted to do a bit of a shout out to the other faculty members who have really been supportive of him too, on social media as well as at the Academy itself, in terms of supporting his journey and what he's doing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And we will, luckily, as part of our San Ramon 1 journey, we will be seeing him off. So the departure date, we will be there to support him and see him off. So it'll be really good. And as I said, again, really great to follow him on his journey as well as he raises money.
Absolutely. And will you be whipping out the skin tight cycle lycra for that one, Lex? Or what do you think?
I have been promised that I will get a lesson on how to ride a unicycle.
I've heard words as a few people looking to see the profile of your package in these parts.
Well, I mean, look, to be completely honest, I look okay in lycra. I do have a little bit of relationship weight, though, that's starting to seep through. So,
mate, relationship weight is my middle name.
Okay, well, I'm happy. I'm happy that you can accept me for who I am as a person.
Although with In-N-Out Burger across the road, In-N-Out Burger is quickly becoming my middle name as well.
Mate, honestly, we did discuss in the first podcast that we're going to limit your In-N-Out Burgering to once a week.
Look, I have actually been pretty good. I've only been to In-N-Out 3 times since I've been here, and we've been here about 3 weeks. Once a week, I'm doing okay.
All right.
And, you know, I want to put down 2 of those times to the complete fault of Andrew Gazai and Sean Ryan. It was not my fault whatsoever.
Okay, mate. All right, that's understandable.
Now, I want to take a little bit of time to make sure everyone knows what's going on over the next couple of weeks. I understand that we've got this ambassador program for people organizing stuff. It is a bit of a mess because people have been organizing so much social stuff every weekend. I think most of us have every weekend booked out while we're here, Lex. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. So it's, I think a message we really want to send is leave no Academy member behind. So we want to make it as inclusive as possible. So if you do want to get involved, if you do want to come on any of these trips, link in on WhatsApp. You know, do look at the messages that go through on the Group 12 WhatsApp group. There is a lot of activity and a lot of memes that get posted, but that's where a lot of the big decisions get made in relation to trips we take. So I really encourage everyone to get involved as well.
Absolutely. I don't think there's anything that we're going to mention today that hasn't been on the big group chat.
Yeah.
So we'll just run through it really quickly. I think this weekend we've got a bit of a National Park, Redwood National Park trip going on the Saturday. We're just taking the cars out. There's no alcohol involved, obviously. We're driving the cars out, being very sensible with ourselves, but more just becoming one with nature. We are in a very techie world, so it'd be good to get out around the butterflies and the big redwood oaks, and I don't really know anything else about that, but that's Saturday. Sunday is the Bottle Rock Music Festival, Lex, and I understand you just bought a ticket.
I have, yeah. Those who know me well know that I succumbed to peer pressure in quite a rapid fashion. Ooh. So I think one whiff of a music festival and the ticket was purchased.
Mumford and Sons, Carlos Santana, Tash Sultana as well. Yep. And Jeff Goldblum is going to be there, I understand. Yeah, the guy from Jurassic Park.
I literally only know him from Jurassic Park, so it's going to be really interesting to see what he produces.
Well, I think he just went downhill from there, but he's a very, very sexy man. I'm looking forward to him. I think he's actually singing with a band, which will be interesting. But should be a great day on Sunday. So that's Bottle Rock. If you haven't bought a ticket yet, we'll post a link up in the description so that you can check out. I just realized we didn't put the QR code in.
That's okay.
That's all right. We'll do it.
We'll do this.
We'll do it in post. We'll do it live. So, look, if you haven't bought a ticket, jump on that now. If you are planning on coming along and you're not part of the WhatsApp chat, then send me a message and I'll bring you into that chat so we can kind of coordinate what we're doing. At this stage, it is a day in, day out trip. We're not getting an Airbnb or anything like that, but either getting Ubers or we will be organizing Angel Transportation, one of the two. Right. Now, next weekend, also this weekend, we have a group going to LA, is that right?
That's right, yeah, I think there is a select group of people going to LA.
There's a private jet going down, there's all kinds of fancy business.
Yeah, I don't know, I've made my plans for this weekend and therefore have kind of switched off to other ideas, but there is a little bit of movement.
There is a bit of movement. We're not privy to the turnaround on that one, but, put your ear to the ground. I'm sure you will find. Mm. Next weekend, there's a few of us off to LA. We're heading down for the weekend, which will be nice.
I'm undecided what I'm going to do.
Fair enough.
I mean, one thing you'll find, I think we've all found already, is that no weekend will go by where we're not packing in as much activity as we can, which I'm a big fan of.
Absolutely. And then the following week, we have Yosemite. Now, yeah. Yosemite is a bit of a big one. I know that Scott Steinman, is that how you say his last name? He's a good fellow, Scotty. One of my faves. Scott and Sean Day have both been organizing the Yosemite trip. And we're going to get Sean Day in on the podcast next week. He's going to have a bit more of a chat about that. And if you haven't booked into one of those, there's three Airbnbs going with about 20 people each. It's going to be an absolutely massive trip. A lot of interaction with nature and whatever else you do in Yosemite National Park. Hopefully we don't get all eaten by yogi bears.
Hopefully those fish tacos don't go around as well up there.
The fish tacos should stay kept very, very closely by yourself and don't designate them to anyone.
Mm.
Now, is that our last weekend, and then we leave the Friday?
Yeah, time's really flying.
And that's it. Look, but at the same time, if anyone else is planning trips, they want to get out to there to the wider group, then get in contact with me and Lex and we'll spit that fire on the podcast like a SoundCloud rapper with face tattoos.
Okay, I like that. And look, just to round it out, we obviously do want to support Price in his journey. He will be raising money for the High Fives Foundation. We're going to put the link to his journey where you can track the progress of him riding 3,100 miles across America. He was initially going for a goal of $50,000, but upon visiting the website, we are going for a $100,000 goal. So again, I will post the details about his very moving story and his journey so we can get involved and do all we can to help him get to that goal.
Fantastic. Sounds great. Now, so I just want to reiterate, make sure that you do jump on the poll that we're putting down for the competition that you were mentioning earlier.
That's
the
right.
AFL, still don't know what it's called.
Well, look, it doesn't need to be that formal as a poll. I mean, people can just give us the funny things that they hear or see, and then we can be the final adjudication.
Absolutely.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Oh, I'm with it now. Okay, I see. So get in contact with us if you have a suggestion. Took me a little to catch up there. I'm not a very football-y person as we got there in the last session. If there's any messages that people want to get out to the whole group that they can't put on WhatsApp, then make sure to let us know and we'll get it out there.
We'll have our people contact their people.
People, that's exactly right. Any last words from you, Lexicon?
No, that'll about do me. So again, the details on Price and his journey with the High Fives Foundation will be pasted on the SAP Community Podcast Jam page, with also links to see where you can follow his journey and also where you can donate to help get to his goal of $100,000. So that's it from me, Lex Daltari, signing out.
I will say we will invest in getting into the virtual studio or at least getting some kind of decent microphone so it doesn't sound like we're baritones trying to sing in the hallway.
Colby, I like the idea.
All right, guys. Well, enjoy the rest of the next week. We'll catch up again with you next week and go from there.
Yeah. Hooroo, everyone. Enjoy your weekends and your lovely weeks in San Ramon, California.
Beautiful.